Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. The two-day conference of governors concluded at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. President Draupadi Murmu lauded the collective efforts of the governors to have comprehensive discussions in the spirit of mutual learning. The president said that the development of the country depends on the inclusive and accelerated development of the states, and all states must move forward by learning from each other's best practices and experiences. President Draupadi Murmu urged the governors to ensure that the benefits of all public welfare programs reach every eligible person so that the goal of inclusive development can be achieved in the true sense. The president said that the ambience of the Raj Bhavans should reflect the Indian ethos, and the governors should endeavor to increase the connection of common people with the Raj Bhavans. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that the governors should not hesitate to seek information and maintain sustained communication with the respective state governments for effective functioning. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to evolve an ideal model of governance in Raj Bhavans. He also urged the governors to embrace technology in their functioning and promote digitization. The Prime Minister particularly called for tapping the strength of alumni networks of educational institutions and appealed to them to develop a mass campaign to make educational campuses free of drugs. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has written to the Union Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda to intervene in reallocating examination centres in Kohima and Dimapur for candidates from the state of Nagaland to appear for NEET PG examination scheduled on 11th August. In a letter yesterday, Ryo said that following the recent postponement of the forthcoming NEET PG examination and its rescheduling, the National Board of Examination has removed the test cities in Nagaland. He said, prior to this, examination centres were provided in Kohima and Dimapur, making it convenient for the candidates from Nagaland to appear for the examination. The Chief Minister lamented that the removal of these local centres places significant burden on the candidates, many of whom now face added challenges and expenses on travelling to other states to sit for the examination. In this regard, the CM has urged the Union Minister to intervene to alleviate the hardships faced by the candidates and ensure equitable access to examination facilities. Director General of Sashastra Seema Bal SSB Daljeet Singh Chaudhary has taken over the additional charge of Director General Border Security Force. Chaudhary is a senior IPS officer of Uttar Pradesh Kedar. He assumed the charge of DG SSB in January this year. Children's Parliament Initiative 2 under the aegis of Development Association of Nagaland, DAN, organized social initiative for the protection of environment and hygiene. The program was conducted by Children's Parliament of United Christian School under the theme A Step to Build and Protect Our Environment at New Jalukay yesterday. The initiative was held from New Jalukay Bazaar till the school area. A total of 45 children, including mentors, took part in the initiative. 46th Li Ning Inter-District and State Open Badminton Championship culminated at Police Complex Chumukedima yesterday. DGP Rupin Sharma expressed that Nagaland Police always has been at the forefront in promoting sports in Nagaland while observing that there is need for good sportsmen in the state. The DGP hoped that sports infrastructure in Nagaland will improve and suggested exposure for athletes to neighbouring states. Kesona Yome, in his presidential address, said that the Nagaland Badminton Association has consciously segregated seniors and under-19 categories from under-15 and below categories, which will be organized at a later date this year to ensure that dedicated attention is given to these groups of young athletes. Yome pointed out that the only way to put players in the national and international platform is to identify the young players and groom them in their formative years. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.